All right, it is a Sunday during this pandemic, and like any other Sunday, we are stuck in front of a television streaming movies and shit.
Yeah.
And so on Instagram, we got a message about a swinger movie called Palm Swings, and we decided that we were going to watch it. Now, I thought this would be something that's easy to get on, like, Netflix or whatever, but you can only get it on Hulu. I think you can get it on the Showtime app. And
then you can rent it on YouTube or Amazon Prime.
Right. So, let's just give a quick synopsis and then, spoiler-free review. And then what we're going to do is just jump into a spoiler review. So you want me to give the quick synopsis?
Okay.
All right, basically, Palm Swings is, it's a swinger movie, if there ever was one. And it's basically about a couple who just moved into, I guess it's Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's, you know, this young couple, fairly attractive couple, and then they are quickly introduced, or this next, the couple next door introduces themselves, and, you know, at some point, this new couple who arrived in the neighborhood finds out that this couple next door are swingers. Mm-hmm. And so the movie is basically about this couple's journey into the lifestyle as they learn more and more what it's about. And sort of the movie just follows just the ups and downs of swinging. And, you know, there's some drama, there's some intrigue, and there are some dark moments, and then there are some hilarious moments. But that's basically the plot of the film. So let's start with just saying that the film was written by Amanda Lockhart, but it stars Stephanie Beard, and I think Jason Lewis, who plays Lance and Allison, the new couple, and then...
No, the new couple is Allison and Mark.
Allison and Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right, Allison and Mark, okay. Also stars Shaka Foreman and Diane Fair, as well as Tia Carrera. You'll remember her from True Lies. She played like this noir, sexy female character in that movie. So, initial thoughts. So, what did you think of the film in general?
I thought it was a good film. I thought it was, I mean, it's definitely a B movie, but it was it was well done for the budget that they had. It was well shot. The script was decent. The score was actually pretty good, and it was pretty accurate.
Yeah.
So whoever, Amanda Lockhart, I don't know if she's in the lifestyle, or if she had a lifestyle consultant or something like that, but the movie is pretty accurate, which I was happy to see.
Yeah, I'd echo that. The movie was definitely pretty fucking spot on. I think there's one thing that was probably less accurate, but I guess it depends. Like, there were, you know, there were some scenes where there were swinger parties, and I think a lot of the couples were pretty sexy, but they played around with that a little bit.
Yeah.
I think enough to where it was believable. So that's just me nitpicking. Definitely a B movie. You can tell it's a small budget. But the writing was fairly good. Like the script, some of the things people were saying, I'm like, shit, I've heard that at a swinger party. Mm-hmm. Like, I've heard, you know, the acting was tolerable. I think the woman who played, what was her name? Allison, the new couple. She was really good at showing just curiosity and, like, you know, how hot she was about this whole thing. There was one scene where she got so turned on by something. Some of the cinematography in this movie was brilliant. Like, she got so turned on in this one scene, because she saw something, and she jumped in a pool because she was so hot, like she needed to cool off. Like, you never, they never say that in the film, right. But just these little scenes, these little unspoken sequences that were, that just captured like the essence of like sexual curiosity and all that stuff. Some of the shots were really good. Mm-hmm. And I thought the characters seemed realistic. Like the new couple, the woman who, not the new couple, the swinger couple.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The woman who played in that couple, you know, she was sort of like, she knew, she was like the Gaia of the lifestyle. Like she was, she was the character we were supposed to be paying attention to in terms right. of learning the ins and outs of the lifestyle. She played her role perfectly. She was probably my favorite character mm-hmm. in the film because like, if you watch this movie, as soon as you see her, you will know.
You know exactly who she is. You've seen her before. Yes. Not like, not specifically this actress, but you've seen this woman at a lifestyle party. Mm-hmm. And maybe several of them. She's, you know, older, but attractive, tall and slim, and just has this confident sexuality about her.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, she was spot on. I was like, we know her. Like, right. We've seen her at a party. We've seen her at an event before.
And her husband, too. Like, yeah. Although he didn't get as many lines, but the dude, like, he every time you saw him, I'm like, yep, that guy. I know that guy. Yeah. I know that guy. So I thought, like, the characters in the film were all pretty believable, even though yeah. the acting wasn't, like, Academy Award winning shit. Mm-hmm. Pretty believable. Some of the events that happen in the movie, and we're not going to spoil anything at this point, but some of the events that happened in the movie were like, I guess they were, I mean, some of the things that happened, I'm like, really? Like, that's stupid. Like, there's some really odd character decisions.
Yes.
But I feel like for a swinger and a non-swinger, they would see those sequence of behaviors as very different. Where I think the swinger is like, that's stupid. Why yes. would you do that? and a non-swinger would look at it and be like, well, what you expect to happen? You know, right, I could yeah, imagine yeah, that yeah, happening. Yeah.
I guess I'm conflicted about how the movie ended.
Yeah, so we'll get into that in a spoiler review. But like, would you recommend that people see this film? Because before you answer, one thing that's clear, there's not even a Wikipedia. Am I saying yes. that right? There's not even a Wikipedia page on this film, oh, which wow. is crazy. There's an IMDb page on the film. But it's really light. Like, uh-huh. I really want to see the trivia of this movie. I really want to dig into the history of it. What mm-hmm. went into the writing. You know, why they made this film. Because I feel like there's a history there. But you can't find it online because it's such a low-budget film. It's a B film. And it got really low reviews. Like, on IMDb, on Metacritic, really? Rotten Tomatoes.
I wonder why.
Terrible reviews.
It wasn't a bad movie. Like, I was entertained.
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought it was great, but I can see how, like, you know, again, it's a B movie, so B movies typically just don't get respect. Mm-hmm. But the subject matter itself, I feel like the score might reflect less about the fact that it's a B movie and more about the subject matter. Like, it's borderline porn to some people.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's softcore porn.
Yeah.
But some of those scenes were...
Yeah. Like Cinemax, Skinemax mm-hmm. type. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they kind of held back a lot too. Like they could have showed a whole lot more. I mean, there was a group playroom scene that was so dark that it right. could have been PG-13 to me.
Yeah, because you can't really see anything. And when they did have sex scenes, it was like They did a lot of face close-ups yep. and, like, really quick pans of bodies. Yeah. And it was very choppy, so you couldn't really see anything. But still, the cinematography and the score gave you the mm-hmm. feeling of what the scene, you know, right. the essence of what the scene was.
Like, I mean, I think this film was rated, although I'm not sure, but I'm sure it would have gotten away with a rated R rating. This wasn't like an NC-17. No. Like, it wasn't like they were throwing sex.
Like, you didn't see any dick. All you saw was titties.
Yeah.
And a vagina at one point.
Just one, yeah, like the hair.
Yeah.
You saw the crotch area.
Yeah.
And there were, like masturbation scenes, but nothing where it was lewd. Like, you know, yeah. it was, like, under the dress.
Mm-hmm.
But the sex scenes were very, I thought, like, some of them were extremely erotic. Like, before oh, yeah. they got to the sex, all, like, the foreplay shit
mm-hmm.
was erotic and really, like, hot to watch. Like, yeah. this would be, like, a good group movie to watch.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Before we get into spoiler stuff. So, you would recommend the film?
I would. Okay, let me preface this. I would recommend, for swingers, for people who are in the lifestyle, I would recommend the film. Yes, watch it. It's entertaining. For non-swingers, or non-lifestyle people, I would recommend that you watch it with
yeah.
a swinger couple or yeah. a lifestyle couple.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it may bias you, I would say.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking that too. I mean, like, yeah, so we'll talk about that in a second, because I think the film, in some ways, I don't know. I feel like it did both. I feel like it said, "Yo, swinging can be fun, and swinging can fuck you up. Mm-hmm. Like, don't do it." You know, right, I feel yeah. like both of those messages were getting played around with, but yeah. in the end, it's like, make up your own fucking mind.
Right.
You know. So, yeah, I would recommend it, too. I'd give this movie, like, you know, based on its budget, based on the quality of writing, I would say it's a great film. I think the only things I didn't like about it were the main character, the woman.
You didn't like her ability, or lack thereof, to
it emote. Because it really mattered. She failed to emote when it really mattered. The script really needed her to act like this shit was going wrong, uh-huh. and she needed to, like, really show the audience that, and she failed. I thought the guy who played
the guy did well.
He did
her
well.
Husband,
he was
Mark.
really good.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the wife, the husband, all the swingers were good, but yeah. you know, it's not much of a good job to act like a swinger. Just I want to fuck. Just act like that for the whole movie. Here's your Oscar, nigga. All right, so let's get into spoilers. Okay, so that was our spoiler-free review. If you want to hear the spoiler review, you can catch it on our Patreon account. I mean, you don't need our spoiler review, but this is one of the benefits of jumping onto our Patreon account. You know, we're going to be reviewing a bunch of movies and talking about them while we're stuck in the house. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed, and consider signing up for Patreon. Thanks.